FM 90.3 WJTL, Pat Barrett, I've Got a Fire. Welcome to a theme Thursday today. We're celebrating the freedom that we enjoy across this land and the many blessings that flow from God's generous hand. Good morning to you. I hope you're enjoying the songs thus far. It's 7:02.
Please join us in continuing to pray for those impacted by the devastating earthquakes in Venezuela. We've created a blog at WJTL.com with some prayer points and links to organizations providing relief efforts that could use our prayer and support. Please visit the blog at WJTL.com for more details.
Our very special guest today, our friend Dave Whitmer, is here. He is an author. He's written a book, A Widower's Journey Through Grief, Surviving the Loss of Your Bride. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Everybody. It's a wonderful holiday weekend coming up.
Yeah, it sure is. And it's a big holiday weekend for you because not only are you wearing a Phillies hat, but your birthday is coming up on July 4th on America's birthday.
That's it, right?
And your anniversary with your wife, Joy, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
To you.
Thank
what
you.
What a special day to celebrate. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're not quite 250.
No. Getting older than I wish, but.
Yeah. Now, Dave, you said you were here before with another book that you wrote.
Yes. A few years ago, I was here talking about a book that I wrote. It was called Retirement Radicals. And it was sort of for the baby boomer generation to consider what their post-career life might be like. Yeah. And so that was a fun book to write, too.
Yeah. This book, I'm thinking, was very difficult to write. A Widower's Journey Through Grief, Surviving the Loss of Your Bride. Tell us a little bit about the loss of your wife and what led to the writing of this book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was definitely a more difficult book to write because it was... to try to talk about the grief of losing my wife from cancer. Every cancer story is different. Every death is different. My wife had cancer about a five-year journey. Mm. And the last year and a half, the cancer came back, and she did not survive that. We had moved. I had grown up here in the Lancaster area. This was our home for many decades. But we moved to Florida for her health. But the cancer didn't cooperate with that. So why write a book after grief? And one of the things that I discovered as I was reading and searching was that many books on grief were sort of generic when it came to spousal grief.
Yeah.
And I was looking for something that connected with masculine grief, how men grieve. And often I found books that suggested that men just weren't doing it right.
Right.
And that didn't seem to connect with me very well. And so finally I found a few books that suggested that men just grieve differently, and different is not deficient. So that put me on a track to contribute in some way to the conversation about how men grieve and a little more of a masculine perspective. But the book stalled along the way because it's can be painful to keep digging up the feelings and experiences. But
could you give us maybe an example or some insight into how men grieve differently than women do when they lose a spouse?
Sure. One of the things that men are good at is storytelling, whether it's a fish story or whatever it is, storytelling. And counselors talk about how men don't do feeling talk as much as reporting talk.
Okay.
So rather than, how do you feel, or how's it going? How do you feel? If you ask a man, what did you do last week? He'll tell you what he did. For example, after my wife died, a couple days later, people were saying, how are you doing, Dave? Fine. I'm getting through it. You kind of get that.
Yeah.
But it's the friends who said, what did you do yesterday? And then I said, well, I was down at the health department, and I was getting death certificates, and it was the hardest day of my life. And then the tears come.
Hmm.
Reporting talk is more how men respond.
Interesting.
That's one way.
Yeah.
So if you ask a man, what are you going to do this week? it'll enter into the story and the emotions a little bit more than how do you feel.
That's really interesting. I never thought about that before, but as you're saying it, I'm thinking, yeah, you're right. That's interesting. The book, A Widower's Journey Through Grief, Surviving the Loss of Your Bride. Was there a particular chapter in this book that was the toughest one to write?
Probably the one where the earlier chapters talk about the struggle as cancer was beginning to take its toll. And then the chapter on She's Gone, of actually revisiting what it feels like when your wife takes her last breath and you help to close the body bag and you see the body leave of your beloved wife for the last time. And that was tough to revisit that. But I find that men who read the book or men that I talk to, they want to tell that story of the last moments, the final day, what happened, what they did next. They want to tell that story.
Well, Dave has wonderfully told that story in the book, A Widower's Journey Through Grief, Surviving the Loss of Your Bride. Dave, where can folks find this book?
Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, your typical, just Google the title and you'll find it. Goodreads, just about anywhere.
Wonderful. Check it out, A Widower's Journey Through Grief, Surviving the Loss of Your Bride. We are going to talk more with Dave coming up, and we are going to give you an opportunity to win the book as well. We have more of our themed Thursday Freedom Songs on the way. Aaron Schust, Zach Williams, and more on the way next.